This is an audiobook on one compact disc. The title is Abundant Success That Lasts. It is protected under United States and international copyright law, all rights reserved. The year of origin is 2011. The author is Fred Hoehn. Your reader is Fred Hoehn. People have achieved some apparent success. If you see a limousine going down the street, probably some rich person is inside of it. Some people wear expensive suits. To most people, success means having a lot of money and possessions. Just recently on the news, a former governor of Illinois was sentenced to a prison term for crimes he was found guilty of. There was a Texas hotel owner who got arrested and sent to prison for crimes. But prison is not the only way for people who were once on top to come down. There was a famous company in Illinois, Teletype Corporation. Their teletype machines were used far and wide. Where are they now? Well, you see, the dot matrix printer was invented, and now teletype machines are no longer needed. Fortunes are made and lost. But I want to tell you how to succeed with a success that will not be lost. A sure thing. Prosperity for you and your family and health and the desires of your heart. It will cost you very little. This CD will tell you how. I've lived more than 60 years. I'm a smarter than average guy and got a perfect score on my Navy GCT test and ARI test. Those are the general classification tests and the mathematics test that the Navy was giving in boot camp. I say that because I want you to understand I'm no fool. But more than that, I'm called and anointed to be a priest for God. As a priest, I'm also a teacher. Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, and W. Clement Stone have written books on success, and I've read those authors, but I found a better success book. Are you interested in knowing the title of the best success book? The title is The Holy Bible, and there's a good reason why it would be the best book on success. You see, the author is God. Some people would like to ask God questions if they could sit down with him. God knows everything, so his answers would be the best. But the answers to many of life's questions are already in God's book, the Bible. If you will follow the success plan I'm giving you on this CD, you cannot fail. The reason you cannot fail is you will become a partner with God, and God cannot fail. R.G. Letourneau was a businessman who decided to take God as his partner. God greatly prospered him, and his huge earth-moving equipment became a standard in the industry. Who is the greatest teacher who ever walked the face of the earth? If you said Jesus Christ, you get an A. Here is a famous quotation from Jesus. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It is one of the most important things Jesus said while he was on earth about 2,000 years ago. What did Jesus mean about losing your soul? This is something very serious. It is the most serious issue we face in life. Some people just ignore it. That's a bad mistake. Losing your soul means you wind up in a fiery hell where there's crying and gnashing of teeth. And the people who are there have worms, Jesus said. If people on earth have worms, there are medicines that we can take to get rid of the worms. But the people in hell can't get rid of their worms, can't put out the fire there, and can't get back out of hell. What is the deciding factor in whether a person goes to hell? Jesus said you must be born again in John chapter 3. To avoid going to hell, you get born again. If you don't get born again, then you wind up in hell. So how do we get born again? We hear the gospel message. We believe it. And we ask God for the salvation available through Jesus. Jesus is the virgin-born Son of God, who came down from heaven to teach us, to heal the people, and to die for our sins. He didn't deserve to die, but God laid on him the sins of the world. Jesus is God's unspeakable gift to the world, a gift we didn't deserve. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Now that perishing mentioned there means going to hell. Just as in the Old Testament part of the Bible, animals were sacrificed for the sins of the people, God now accepts the sacrifice of his Son Jesus as full payment for our sins. If we accept God's free offer of salvation by believing in Jesus as our personal Savior, you have to say yes to God. Jesus said, "See, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens to me, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me." In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. We say yes to God with a simple prayer, asking God to forgive our sins and telling him we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's explained in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you're saved. For with the heart man believes for righteousness, and with the mouth salvation is claimed. After Jesus died on the cross, his body was put in the tomb. On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. He was seen by his disciples and by more than 500 people before Jesus ascended to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God, his Father. If you're serious about success, accept the Lord Jesus. Become a Christian. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." Don't try to do it without Jesus. Any success you find without Jesus won't last.